I've been a very dry blanket, not a wet blanket lately. Dry blankets are actually comforting, cozy. They give you warmth. They give you a feeling of your childhood.
I would say you've been more of a damp blanket.
Which could be actually worse than a wet blanket.
You're like, come on, I just want to cuddle.
You know, last time I was in this studio, I saw a huge spider. And I still haven't found him.
It might descend from the ceiling onto your face.
Well, I'm a little nervous. I'm kind of stressed out being in here right now. So if you're feeling any weird vibes.
Well, this has been a wonderful place.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the past 30 days, both toilets have gone. The refrigerator pump is squealing. There's a fire, a smoke detector in the hallway somewhere that beeps every 30 seconds that we can't find.
I mean, you got up at 7 a.m. today, and I heard you go out front, and I go, what's he doing? What were you doing?
I was just standing there. So you hear it, and then you go, I move 3 feet more, and I listen, and 30 seconds later it chirps, then you go back. So I was going back and down, back and forth. I think it's in a vacant apartment, but I don't want to be caught with my ear against someone's door, and they open it for work.
And you know there are cameras out there,
how do you explain yourself?
Too. Imagine our landlord watching, going, what is this guy doing? Why is he keep putting his ear up?
No, we'll just have to just let him know. I'm sure that it's connected some way. He's got to know in his building if there's a...
Yeah. It's just so crazy to me because I really always try and look at signs from the universe, if you will. And I feel like the past 2 weeks... It has been so crazy. Everything in our apartment's going. The fridge, the toilets, now this beep out there. I'm like, all right, guys, we got it. We hear it.
And then the bug problem.
And then the bug problem.
Not a problem, but there's a lot of little gnats. There's probably a spider every 2-3 days in the house. I think so we let Benji out at night and you leave the door open and they run in.
No, I don't like that.
They run in droves.
I just get nervous about spiders because... They say that you swallow how many a year while you're asleep? What is it, like 3 to 5?
Some even say 7.
Some even say 7. Well, that stresses me out. I don't want to swallow a spider while I'm, you know.
I think that's just normal. I don't think that's just for the state of California. I think it's everywhere.
I don't like it one bit. Let's pivot to something positive.
Let's pivot to away from swallowing spiders. And let's hop into the episode. Today, I want to talk. I was just on one episode today, which was on Friday, August 28th. Billy Flynn, Chad said goodbye. Then we found out that we are going to be able to take Ari to Arizona with us and Soap Opera Digest from an interview that I did. So I'm assuming the show has greenlit, obviously, because Soap Opera Digest released it, that the exit of Will and Sonny is now revealed. So... If you do not want to hear how it's revealed, then maybe come back to this in a couple days.
Because we're about to have a major spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yes. But it's going to be September 1st, so it's 3 days early. So maybe it'll be worth sticking around. And
baby spoiler.
It's not, and here's the thing, it's not a surprise at this point. Sure. If you're caught up, we said we were going to Arizona.
What else can happen in 2 episodes?
Well, that's the thing, but it is revealed now, so there is no secret. But we're going to get into that as well, and then we want to update you on everything going on. I've had a lot of questions from the audience and the fans about the return of Wilson. You know, what's the future of that? So I want to touch on that as well, and then talk about our road trip coming up and elaborate on all of that. So we're going to fill you in. It's been a minute. For us, and that's why we're going to actually add an additional podcast, which I'm also going to talk about. And so let's just hop into it because we have so much. What are you looking at? What's peculiar about your coffee mug?
There's just a brown dot at the bottom.
That's just a stain.
No, definitely not a stain. I almost thought it was an ant, and then I thought it could be a spider egg.
Welcome everyone to the Freddie and Alyssa show. If you are new to the channel, please subscribe, like, comment, all that fun YouTube stuff. If you're watching this on Facebook, like the page, follow along, and if you're listening on iTunes or another platform, leave us a 5-star review. If you believe that we're worth the 5 stars, we'd much appreciate that. And I want to give a shout out today to 3 new members, 3 new producers. of the Freddie and Alyssa show, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. But we got Jimmy Eng, we've got Val Burkett, and we've got Flo Bison.
Flo Bison.
Flo
What's
up, guys? Bison. Now, that's someone who means business.
Means business.
Flo, I'm curious what you do for a living. You sound like someone who means business, and I always feel like it would be like... you know, I have a wedding to go to next weekend. It's like, well, you got to go talk to Flo and see if she'll give you permission to go. I'm like, well, is she in a good mood today? And it's like, you got to go talk to Flo. Hi, Miss Bison. How are you today? I have a wedding coming up.
Oh, my gosh.
Flo, we love you. Comment below. Let us know what you do. I'm curious.
Let us know. Did he nail you or no?
Yeah. What did we get? Did I guess it right?
Can we go to the wedding?
Yeah. Can we go? But yeah, the whole producer section of the podcast, we've kind of dabbled in sharing it on every podcast just because we wanted to work out the kinks. We wanted to find our rhythm. And we have some early adopters who have hopped on to the members-only platform here on YouTube where we put out an additional exclusive content. And we have behind the scenes. We do a live every single month where we answer questions, and it's a lot of fun. And everyone who's a member, we like to give the title of producer. Because you are helping us produce the show. Instead of us going to raise capital, or instead of us going and pitching the show to a distribution company and losing our intellectual property of the show, if we can do an ongoing crowdfund, we're going to be able to use the $10 a month chipped in by all of our audience members to continue to build the show, to expand the show. We have so many ideas. And so as we're growing this members-only platform, we have decided to add an additional podcast spinoff to give an extra podcast every week. Now, with that being said, the month of September and the month of October, I think we're gonna do one or two additional. And then our goal by November is to integrate where we bring you an additional podcast every week in the members only. So there'll be one in the members only, and then there'll be two that's for the entire world. So if you wanna hang out with us twice a week for free, we love you. Subscribe, like, and comment. Your support means the world. That's another section of this. If you want to chip in 10 bucks a month, and that's something you can do, it'd mean the world to us. We're going to keep bringing you hot content, exclusive content, having a lot of fun, and we're calling it Fueled Up because I think our personalities, every now and then we'll drink coffee or we'll have some alcohol before a podcast, and we always call it Fueled Up. So we're going to have some coffee once a week and just have a Freddie and Alyssa show Fueled Up is what it's going to be called. So
it's going to be unfiltered. It's going to be unplugged. It's going to be cray cray.
It's going to be cray cray. So if you want to be a part of that, plus our live and hear some stuff early and get that new podcast, you can click the join button below the video, or you can go to youtube.com/FreddieAlyssa/join, and you can see all the details and the cool stuff that we're going to do, including getting a shout out and then getting roasted like Flo Bison. Flo, 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 we love you. And then lastly, before we hop into this episode, if you're looking for some fancy masks, we've got Hourglass, we've got a Pride mask, we've got Sunflower, and many, many others that we've designed.
My favorite.
A little leopard mask, and that's in the merch bar below, or you can click the link below as well. So let's hop into this episode. This is going to be really juicy. I think this is what everyone's been waiting for. I know I've been waiting ever since February 2nd or 3rd when I got my scripts. So now that the answer has come out that Will and Sonny are going to leave to Arizona with Ariana, and the last words spoke by Sonny Kyriakis is goodbye Salem ... for now. And then we walk off.
Are you allowed to say
to
this?
To never be seen again.
Baby, are you allowed
it's
to say
this? It's in the Soap
this?
Opera Digest.
It
so,
sure
so
is.
So publicity greenlit it, yeah.
So it's already out.
It's already out there.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us one more time.
So we're in the Horton Town Square, and we kind of just reminisce. And I will tell you, this was the kicker. So if you've been watching the podcast for a while, when Chandler and myself and you, Alyssa, were all doing the February podcast, Chandler and I were struggling because we couldn't tell anyone 7 months ahead what was going to happen. But as we were getting our last six scripts, I was hopeful with every script. I go, we're going to Arizona, but something could happen.
Yeah.
And then today's episode, Gabby comes in and goes, there's people after us who want to like kill our whole family. And I go, and we're like all stunned. but we get to take Ari. I thought, you know what? That's going to stop our plans and we're going to have to be here for the family. So every episode I kept thinking, no, we're not going to go. And then when me and Chandler got that knock at the door right after our 9-week hiatus and we got the final script, which is number 6, which you will see on September 1st, when we saw a two pages almost in the script of flashbacks. So in the script, and I'll do a script episode sometime next week, an individual, because I want to give out a script as well.
Yeah.
And I'll show you the script. I'll just double check with publicity. I don't see why I couldn't do that once it's already aired. But you'll see in the script that it's flashback, 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 flashback. I mean, that many. And so me and Chandler looked at it, and I said, goodbye, Salem, for now. But then we flipped back to the page before it, and it was just all flashbacks. I go, that's kind of like... They're not going to do all the flashbacks of our entire love and then us on the way to the airport. Uncle Vic calls and said, hey, we need you. So that's the thing I've been holding off for 7 months that I couldn't talk about. But as soon as we saw the plethora of flashbacks, I knew for sure that we were going to be gone for a while.
It gave you a proper farewell. You know, the show wanted to make sure for now that they really showed your loves to all the flashbacks. I mean, you know, I will be crying my eyes out when I watch that, because anytime you can see how far someone's come, let alone a couple, you're just like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
Well, and I don't know if the script's in here. We used to have one in here. I'll wait for the other script episode, and then Chandler's also going to be coming on the podcast, so we can talk with him.
We're filming him
tomorrow, Saturday the 29th, but then we're airing it September 1st, because there'll be a lot of eyeballs on us. So we want to have that episode out there when everyone's looking it up so they can hear from the both of us. And also, if you have questions for Chandler and myself, comment in this video. We'll go through this right before we interview him tomorrow. So any comment, and I'm sure there'll be duplicate questions, so we'll be able to condense those and we'll try to answer as many as possible. And so we'll be able to talk about the exit. And I think that the bridge that we're going to have to create is, and I've talked about this many times, that our shocking departure and our grief and our, you know, exit happened in February, and the fans are going to witness it on Tuesday, September 1st. So we've known for almost 7 months. And what's even crazier, this whole storyline with Allie's baby, we were filming in November.
What?
Yeah. So I've known since November that we weren't getting the baby. Since November.
Oh, no.
Then we took a 9-10 week hiatus. Then we came back for those 6 episodes. I saw the first episode and I go, okay, we made up. And then the next episode was we're moving to Arizona. And then that's when we were like, huh. And then it all, you know, it all came. But I'm really curious to see the flashbacks, how that's all going to look. I think it's going to be done beautifully.
Of course. I mean, they're going to grab flashbacks from the very beginning.
Probably the
of your
first
love
kiss
story.
And
yeah.
the you know, and they have it written down. They specify which episode,
really?
I believe, and what's happening. And I don't even think I looked through it all, because it was just such a shocking moment. And then I haven't really touched them since. But I'll be able to watch it, which will kind of be sweet and nice for me to enjoy as an audience member that it's been 7 months and I don't remember. And we'll talk about it with Chandler tomorrow, what our last scene was. I'll give you this spoiler. The last scene we filmed was not the last scene you're going to see of Wilson. We filmed that in the morning. Later that day, I had more scenes. And then Chandler went on a hiatus.
Oh, no.
Went on a hiatus for a week and then had to come back for one half of an episode to finish it. So I want to ask him about that process.
So you were done first.
Yeah. Yes. We had to come back for like 3 scenes after the hiatus. So at least I was able to wrap it and not have to like sit with all of that, because it was an interesting exit. But he had to go back. So I don't know what his last scene was, but I remember mine, and I'll wait till that airs to talk about that. But it wasn't the actual, we didn't shoot it chronologically. So it was also interesting, because we had the goodbye, but yet it wasn't us saying goodbye. So as we did our last scene, everyone went on as if it was a normal day, because it wasn't like it was filmed and then we both got to say goodbye with everyone. We both had scenes later, and Chandler and I didn't film the last scene. So our goodbyes with the crew and the cast weren't together. So I had my goodbye because he left. I think that's all he had that day. So I was like alone, went later that day, and I was the last scene of the day. So everyone was gone. There was only a few people there. And then I was out.
Fred Smith.
Yeah. And there was like 7 of us.
Thanks for the yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm out.
And then I went upstairs and I said, let me go say goodbye to production. But like everyone's gone.
Oh.
So everyone left. Because at the end of the day, even makeup, hair, everyone leaves gone, because there's only four actors left. And then the crew. So everyone's gone. So I got to say goodbye to some people throughout the day. And then, but yeah, that's going to air. And then I got a goodbye with Uncle Vic coming up. I got a goodbye with Wally. I have a goodbye with Judy Evans, who plays my mom.
And
but
Bonnie.
She's Bonnie.
Ooh.
So she wasn't Adrian. So I kind of wasn't able to say goodbye to her because she's no longer living on the show.
Right.
But I got to work with Judy to at least say goodbye. Aww. And I think I got to find that picture. We took a picture, me, Wally, and Judy on my last day.
Really?
And Wally and Judy come in and out.
Yeah.
So the fact that we just happened to all be there for the exit was kind of nice.
That's
so we
special.
Have a picture together. We had this this very special moment in the hallway where we all hugged and it was super emotional. And I have a picture. I think it's in my car still, up on my visor.
It is.
Yeah, so I'll see if I can find that
one
photo
day
and I'll show you on
the... And I pulled down the visor and I go, "Oh my god." And then I put it back. So
it is there.
Yeah.
Great. So I'll show you all that in if I find it before this editor, I will on Tuesday.
And really quick, do you remember if Judy and Wally were in your very first episode that you shot?
One of the first. I know it was Chandler and Kate Mancy were the first. I don't know if anyone else was there. Maybe Camila.
Do you remember that day? I know you don't really remember a lot.
I think I remember it more because I've seen it like through Twitter and stuff where people have played the first day or my anniversaries, they play it. So I go, okay. And I think I remember the feeling of being there. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I remember the screen test more than I do the first scene.
And what was that like? What did you have to do?
Well, this is a fascinating story, actually. I don't know if I've shared this publicly, but I had booked 90210 in December of 2010. And this was off of like 9 months. I quit my serving job in April because I booked a few national commercials. And those national commercials paid enough for me to quit my job. My bills were like $1,700 a month at that time. And I had like 2 years worth of money from those national commercials. So I said, well, if I just stay within 1700, I can have 2 full years to not go serve and just audition. So I did a little auditioning, a lot of partying. And then in December, I booked 90210. And I remember that audition was at 9 a.m. in Manhattan Beach, which anyone who lives in Los Angeles, if you're driving from the Valley to Manhattan Beach at 9 a.m, you have to be up at like 6 to get there. I sat in the chair. I did it twice, got a call. And they never even called me in again. They booked me from tape.
Wow.
So I went from, you know, just this commercial actor's done a couple little things to now being on a primetime television show, which is every actor's dream. And I was going to be on the last episode of season 3. So I said, there's a real chance that I could be a series regular in season 4. And there was a lot of attention around my character. And because they were telling a love story between two men as well. And that was all starting around that time where they were starting to tell those love stories. And so I was doing that for 3 to 4 months. With 3 weeks left of 90210, I get an audition for Days of Our Lives. And the character's name was not Sonny, it was something else. And he was like a jock or something. And I went and read, and I got a callback. And in the callback, the casting director, Marnie, says, I want to let you know that she said we like you, and we want you to know that the character is actually going to be gay. And I wanted to see if you were comfortable with that or what your thoughts were. And in the room, as my punk self at 22 on a primetime show, being like, I'm going to be a series regular, I go, I'm fine with that. I play a gay character right now in 90210. And I said, you know, at this time, I don't want to be typecast. And because back in the day, there weren't many characters who were gay on television. Now, it doesn't matter because there's tons of roles. Mm-hmm. But back then, if there was only one role a year, you wouldn't want to be typecast where you have not as much opportunity. So I told her in the room, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And I left.
You were how old?
probably like 22 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I was finishing up 90210. I finished the last episode of the season finale of season three of 90210. I finished. I'm still dating the guy in the show. At the end of season three.
Right.
Well, that's a guaranteed.
Oh, I'll be back.
I'll be back. How would you not? So I get a call from my manager about a week later, and he sees the role of, which is now Sunny, back on The Breakdowns. And for anyone who's not in the industry, the Breakdown service is essentially this, what would you call it, a website?
Yeah.
Or a system where all the industry put out the TV and movie auditions, and it'll show like Days of Our Lives looking for a Caucasian male, 25 to 30, and then they give the description. And if that sounds like you, managers and agents will submit you for that role. Right. So Sonny came back out on The Breakdowns, and my manager called me and goes, hey, so that Days of Our Lives series regular came back down. He goes, whatever happened with that callback of yours?
I never told him.
And I said, I told Marnie in the room that I was like, thank you, but I'll pass. And he goes, are you crazy? He goes, you need to go back in there. He goes, you never pass until there's a deal on the table. And then you look at all the deal, and then you do it. He's like, I got to try to get you back in.
Oh, my gosh.
So he calls me back, and he goes, hey, they're going to see you again.
Oh, my gosh.
So I go back in, I read for Sonny, and then I go to producers. And this is where we go to, I want to say, who was in there? Was it Albert? There was a couple producers in there. I forget who it was. But I remember Marnie was reading opposite of me, and there was down to like four of us in this producer session. So they did a casting call of probably 500 people. They narrowed it down to four of us to go and read for the producers. And she was behind me like going like this. And she like wanted me to smile more. Hmm. And now when you know Sonny, you know what they had in mind. He's the, hey, like kind of guy. So I guess I was playing it more as my 22-year-old, like dark, cool self, you know? And there's even people who commented on like my pants were sagging in the first few episodes. And like, I was just like my hair and just like, hey, you know, I wasn't as mature.
Yeah.
So I get a call and they said, now we're going to screen test you. And what a screen test is they will bring, actually my four people was inaccurate because there were seven people testing. So they must have brought in like seven people for producers, and then they were going to screen test all seven of us. What a screen test is that's the final step. And it's a chemistry read, as they would say in prime time, or a screen test, which they do as well. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Days of Our Lives set. They put you through hair and makeup with your other six competition. And I went and did a scene on camera with Judy Evans, who plays my mom, Chandler, and I think that was it, if I'm forgetting anybody. So we did a scene. So all seven of us went in, did the scene, and then we leave. But here's the interesting part. Guy Wilson was in the screen test for Sonny, who replaced Will for a couple years.
What?
Here's what's even crazier. When I said no the first time around, they screen tested seven actors, one being Guy Wilson and six other people. So they screen tested. But after watching the tapes back, they go, none of these people are Sonny. The closest one is Guy Wilson. Let's save Guy. And we need to re-release this role and try to find him.
Oh.
So they re-released the role. My manager saw. I went in, got to the screen test. So it was me, Guy Wilson, and five other people screen testing. They brought him back again to screen test. And once I left, when I heard through the grapevine that one of the producers said, after watching all of it, there was just one choice. So they knew instantly it was me. So that's the fate of Sonny. How as much as people want to see, what color shirt do I wear? Did I do good? They were looking for me.
And they found you.
And that's what they do on all these shows.
They knew what they were looking for.
And at that time, I was that. They wanted me. And
so interesting, too, though, with Guy, that they kept bringing him back because they liked him.
Yeah.
You know, but he just wasn't Sonny. He was Will.
But that's how he got the job so quickly. Wow. Because they needed to, when they recast Chandler for a hot second, I remember that day very vividly because it was just abrupt. And I remember after my scenes one day, they brought in Guy.
Did you know?
To screen test with me. Oh. So there was nobody else. But after my day, like this was years ago, after my day of work, the director came out, they're like, hey, you're going to screen test with this guy. And I'm like, blonde hair, blue eyes. We're like, this is kind of interesting.
Do you remember him from the screen test originally or until you guys, you do?
Me and Guy hit it off right away. He's a great guy. Yeah. It was just abrupt because 2 days later, he was on the show and he opened the door. And so I didn't even know like that Chandler left originally.
You didn't know.
Like I heard, but I don't know. It was just so fast. And their whole rationale was they didn't want me to propose to Chandler and then get married to Guy. So they had to figure it out in a week. They're like, we need him to propose to Guy and get married to Guy.
Wow, because viewers would probably be more likely to accept.
So it just went really, really fast. And then later I got the screen test as the actor where I was on the show. And Christopher Sean and two other guys auditioned for Christopher Sean's role. And so I was the guy who was in the scenes and they were coming in and I was the support system for them. And they were all, you know, coming in there. On the opposite end of it. But that's what they do. They bring it in for everybody. So there'll be times they screen test and they'll bring in like 10 love interests and you'll see people just like screen testing to see who has the best chemistry.
Of course. Did you know, even like with Christopher Sean, did you have an idea that he would be cast or did you just like being the other actor?
They were all great.
Yeah.
So I think it was just, I was happy. Everyone made me feel comfortable.
Good.
I remember Christopher, and then I remember the two other guys' faces, but I don't know their names.
Yeah.
But they were all great, but they were all different.
Really?
Each person gave me something different.
Hmm.
All the same lines, all the same movements, and we kissed. All three.
Yeah.
All three were different in every way. And Christopher was the more gentle... what would you want to say? Maybe straight-laced, exactly who Paul, the character, was.
Yeah.
One of the other guys were a little more aggressive and, like, cool. You know, like, kind of brought some swag in and was very, like, you know, I was like, you know, when he, pulled me in, he took control.
Huh.
Where Christopher, his choice maybe or whatever it was very how he That's was, where we were very together. So people, yet again, it's choice, and they were looking for Christopher Sean.
Well, and you know what's interesting, too, a lot of times with acting, and, you know, not all the time, but we've always talked about this, you really are, like, if you're that character, you truly are that person sometimes in life. Like, even Deidre Hall, when she was talking about, you know, when I do my lines, like, it's as me. Like, I am Marlena.
Yeah.
You know, there's just something about, like, who you are deep down as Sonny. You're this great guy, like how he is. Like there are just bits and pieces, I think, of every character. Not to say people can't completely, you know, change and go into this complete opposite character that's acting. But a lot of times when you book, it's because you bring something to the table. So like when Christopher came, there was something about how he played Paul that was true to who he was.
Oh, yeah. You know? He's that guy. He's so genuine.
Yeah.
He has that gentleness to him.
Yeah.
I can only assume that they want someone close to the character because you don't, you know, on a movie, if you're not a serial killer, which they wouldn't hire a real serial killer, you have time to kind of get in your trailer, take your time, get into that character. If you're just this nice guy and you're like, oh, I have to think that I kill people now. With Days, you pretty have to be pretty close to your character because there is no time.
Right.
Just go do it.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know any of that, you know, And I evolved over time. It'd be interesting to rewatch some of the older episodes. I'm curious what the Peacock Network's going to do.
Hmm.
If they're going to have all those episodes, I can only assume that they would.
Because it makes sense, even though it's a lot.
There's only 14,000.
What's that?
So there's a lot of episodes, but what are you ever going to do with that? Why not put it on Peacock so people can watch it forever?
Yeah.
And they already have... since March on Peacock.
And how many episodes have you done, Days?
I looked it up because we were adding a new episode of the Frank and Alyssa Show to IMDb, and it looks like I'll finish with 850 on the nose.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Solid number.
Solid, yeah.
I like that.
People wouldn't have taken me serious if it was 837.
Go back.
I remember George Carlin once. He goes, 10 sounds official. 10 is the basis for the decimal system. It's 10 best dressed. 10 sounds official. If people said the 11 commandments, they'd be like, the 11th commandment? Get the hell out of here. It's the 10 commandments. It's 10.
850 episodes.
And then this brings this back to this question. And I just want to be open about what we're doing. And, you know, we've been kind of trying to figure out what the next move is. And I share this on a Facebook Live, and I want to share this now because I know this will be the biggest question. It's what everyone wants to know. And I feel like I repeat myself sometimes, but then I see comments on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and people are like, wait, you're leaving?
I know.
And so people just don't know because they're not maybe following me, or they just find me, or whatever that is. But here's how I basically feel about going back. Is first and foremost, we are moving to Florida. So our road trip to go find a house, you know, like our stuff is still going to be here, but we're getting rid of our apartment.
Yeah.
So our stuff's going to be in storage, and but that's just temporary until we find a house. So at the end of September, Alyssa and I are going to take the road trip to Florida. We're going to look for a house. We're going to look for a wedding venue. We're looking to get married in May. We're looking to buy a house as soon as December. Maybe we'll rent again. I just am so over it. So I really just want to buckle down, find a house, and do this, and then get our stuff shipped out.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been working on, is how do we get it stored and how we get it shipped. So I know it's going to be kind of jarring because it's like, oh, well, he's not moving to Palm Springs. They're moving to Florida. Right. I mean, it couldn't be further away from the studio. And, you know, we've been trying to go to Florida for a few years. It just wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
We were, you know, we were working and then working on days. But as we're looking to get married and have kids, we can't be in California. I cannot be away from our family.
Yeah.
And I have a big family. And there's, you know, there's about 30 people that are family that are so close to us. And everyone's in Florida or Ohio. And your family's going to be moving down to Florida soon. So everyone's going to be there. So whether Sonny and Will were let go in February, we were going to move to Florida. I would have probably done one more year.
Yeah.
So if they would have renewed and there was no shut down,
mm-hmm.
I would have probably done one more year, and then we would have maybe commuted the last 3 months. But we were looking to get a place around this time regardless.
Yeah.
So that was in the cards for us. So now when it comes to, well, would you go back? The answer is yes, but it's going to be dependent on the scheduling of it. Because we're still in this crazy time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how safe flying is. And to be honest, you know, we ran out our lease here. And that's why we've waited. If our lease was up in June, we would have left.
Yeah.
But we waited all the way till September. And now we're hearing that people are going back to the show. But we can't just wait around and hold our lives off in case they call.
Right.
Because that was a pretty big send-off that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was talks that maybe it would only be for 6 months or something, but now that everything's changed, and also, God forbid, if there's a second wave or something, and they shut down again, or something mm-hmm. happens, or we even found out last summer that they have the ability, which I know in the contracts, that even if you sign for a year with two 26-week cycles, they can let you go.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's when we looked at everything, we have to move forward as if it is over forever. But I want all the fans of Wilson to know, and I haven't spoke to Chandler about this, so we'll talk to him about about what his thoughts are on that.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely open, but the thing's going to be, we're going to live our life, and if and when a call ever happens, and we'll see where the world is, we'll see what the schedule is. And I think there's these days more creative stuff that can be done. So that even if we don't go back to the show, maybe there's something creative that Wilson can do so that that storyline doesn't end. We'll talk more about this after we leave to see how everyone feels. But I think any good story, you didn't want it to end. Any show you watch. You know, when we watched Shameless, you know, there were some love stories that ended that were like, oh, that's a bummer. Or went with Breaking Bad.
Even when the shows end, period.
Or when shows end, period, you're sad because you're like, I watched these characters.
But think about it. You have been on Days for 9 years. Most series do not go 9 years, period. Think about how invested you're in a show even after 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, so people have been watching for 9 years this love story. They grew up with you.
Well, and 850 episodes.
850 episodes.
Like The Big Bang Theory and Modern Family. Oh. I think they're at 220 after 11 years.
Oh my gosh.
We did 850.
That's crazy.
Now, granted, they're in the episode longer. Big Bang, you're going to see your favorite people for probably 15 minutes.
That's true.
Rather than ours is more like 7 or 8. So maybe that's like a total, but we're still on screen twice as much as the most successful television show ever.
Wow. But think about that connection people have to these characters. Yeah. It's in any show. It's always sad.
It is. So that's why I'm really trying to I want to connect with all of you. I want to be here. I want to answer questions. We're going to amp up and double down on all of our content.
Yeah.
So we're not going anywhere. So you're still going to be able to follow what we're doing. So you're not just going to have this it's like we'll be here as Freddie and Alyssa, and we're going to be working on projects of our own in the future. And we're still going to potentially audition, but yet again, the whole world is like, we have to just see what's going on.
Sure.
But I wanted to be upfront with what we're planning because we like to share everything on Instagram, and I wanted to be able to have a platform to actually talk it out rather than just posting a picture like we're out.
Yeah.
It just didn't want to come off like...
Yeah, of course.
And the timing's weird. The fact that we're moving and it's 3 weeks after, but it just lined up with the lease.
It was.
So I just wanted to just to be open about that. But we are moving in a month from Monday. We're leaving on September 28th, and despite the sad ending of a chapter, we've also had the 7 months to process it, and we made this decision probably back in June, and then we made it a reality probably in July, where we rented a house, we got everything together, and then just this past week, I feel our entire week was just blazing at a computer screen.
Yeah.
Of you booking hotels, because we're going to stop at 6 locations on the way to Florida because we want to document it. And if we're driving 12-hour days, we're not going to have the energy. So if we want to have fun with it, we're in no rush.
Yeah.
So we planned it out so that we could drive in segments so that we can have fun, share some cool cities with you along the way, and document all of this for you. And so we got most of the hotels good to go.
Yeah.
We got 4 out of 6 that we've got. We're waiting on 2 more
that we're partnering with.
That we're going to partner with.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for those 2 hotels. We're going to make content for them, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And they're really, really fun hotels. And then we just booked the moving company, which anyone who's moved long distance, this was the greatest challenge.
Yeah.
Of working with a company or finding somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. I think from what I've learned, because I was on the phone for probably a total of 8 hours with 20 different companies.
Mind you, cross-country moving.
Cross-country.
Not normal moving kind of cake.
Oh, that's easy.
Cross-country is where it gets a little difficult.
Well, the cost is astronomical.
Astronomical.
Which is kind of... You know, it's kind of a bummer, but then you're thinking, well, I mean, they're driving all your stuff across country.
Well, and then there was one company, we got a quote, and they're like, but we have to have our estimator come out and take a look at everything. And so this guy came out, he had booties on and the masks and gloves and everything. And then we get the estimate, and it's like double what they initially quoted us. So we're like, wait a minute.
But as you call, it's funny that every long distance moving company, if you want a quote from them, they need your phone number and they call you. And then I think they sell your information to different brokers or companies. So you get calls. I've blocked so many numbers, and the reviews are terrible on all these moving companies. There's only like a few companies that were good. And then I'm calling up, and then they say, well, how big is your apartment? We go 2-bedroom. They're like, okay. And then they go, well, what's in it? And I go around and I go, bed, queen, 2 end tables, 2 lamps, horizontal dresser, desk, curtains, picture frame, mirror. And we go around, and we got quotes from what they imagined to be 600 cubic feet all the way up to 1,200 cubic feet of space that it would take. And I called all the companies and I kept doing it. And I go, well, how much is it then? How are there 20 companies that gave me a range of 600 to 1,200 cubic feet? We go, oh, this company with the best ratings, they're going to send someone over. I go, this is great. They're going to measure and we're going to know exactly. He walks through. He's writing things down on the clipboard. I go, this is great. We get an email with the quote. All he wrote down was table, chair, coffee table. He didn't even – I thought he was going to eyeball a measurement. I could have done that on the phone.
Nothing.
And then we got quotes as cheap as $2,800 for full service. They come into the house. They wrap it. They disassemble the bed. They put it in the moving truck. They put it in storage. And then when we get our house, they'll ship it cross country. They'll unload it and reassemble it in the house in Florida. Wow. Love the full service. $2,800 was the cheapest, all the way to $10,800.
But mind you, the cheapest was a scam. When I looked it up on Yelp, Freddie,
I was close to giving him a $700 deposit.
And you said, thank God, let me talk to my fiance. I go, well, let's look at their ratings on Yelp.
Yeah, the last six were scam, 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 scam. So they were going to take my money,
take your money
and run. So, you so get what you pay for. And then we looked into the a pod company where they drop off a steel container.
Yeah.
And, you know, still mixed reviews from everyone just being like, you know, they said they'd drop it off Saturday. I didn't get it till Monday and I had all my friends take off work and then they can't pick it up for 2 days. And then things, you know, so we looked at every option.
Well, and the issue too for us with the pod was that we have a specific date we have to leave because once the movers come, we have no bed. Where are we going to stay?
Yeah, we got to go.
So if they came later, then we wouldn't be able to drive to our first destination and get there in time and get the content for the collaborations we're doing. Like, there's just so many different things. So that timing was really important. And so we're like, well, we can't do the pod. So we ended up finding
the first company that ever called me.
Hmm.
And I went with them. And so the price was pretty much in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and of the cheapest to the most expensive in the middle. And still pricey.
Still pricey. But you're moving cross country. Let's be real.
You are. And then we thought about you know, selling all the furniture, which would be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Because we've taken our time for once in our life. Like after four years, we've been collecting really nice furniture.
Yep.
Because usually we used to just buy like garbage. I don't know if you did with your roommates back in the day, but we would just buy like the cheapest stuff just to, and then you'd throw it away, buy cheap, throw it away with every move. And that got pricey and stupid. So we were like, let's buy really nice stuff so we can have a 2-bedroom apartment or a 1 in a podcast studio. So we've spent a lot of money over the years on furnishing this. And if we sold it, we'd probably only get a 30% return. And then you made a good point. You're like, well, yeah, we might save money. But then you have to go and rebuy all the furniture for the house at the premium ticket price.
And on top of that, think about all of the trips we've made to different stores, warehouses, the Discount Z Gallery that I love, all that time that we took to do it, just not worth it. I would never want to go and repurchase furniture.
Yeah.
And furnish a home.
As long as we can find a place quickly, because that's the other problem with how much stuff we have. We had quotes anywhere from $250 a month of storage all the mm-hmm. way to $700 a month in storage. So the company we went with is giving one free month of storage, and it's $450 a month to store all of our stuff. So if we can get October for free, which we do,
mm-hmm.
we pay for November, and if we can find a place and move in December or January, that's not too bad.
It's not terrible.
And then we're just done. We're there, and we can move forward. But we've been just doing and everything's done. We wrote our landlord, we gave our 30-day written notice, we've got the shipping company done, we've got the hotels almost all taken care of. So all we have left to do is get the car serviced, clean it. We have to start packing, but we'll wait 2-3 weeks for that.
Yeah.
And
I'm not looking forward to packing, I'll tell you that much. Like, I hate
I love
packing.
It Oh, it feels so good. And we're going to get rid of a lot of the kitchen stuff. I don't want any. We have so many mismatched. Like,
that. We'll buy that later.
That's a fun little.
Because I feel like after our last move, we got rid of a lot of stuff. And here we never really, like, we bought some stuff. But it'll be nice to eventually get kitchen stuff once we are settled in a home.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah, we'll do all that. And then lastly, which I cannot wait for, we'll have to do it today or tomorrow, is we have to have our couple's financial meeting. And I can't wait because we have to get rid of, I have a local bank, so we have to get rid of that bank, and then all of the direct deposits have to be changed, all the auto debits need to be changed, then you're going to get rid of your Chase. So, because now that we're going to get married here in 6 months, I think we should, we'll have our joint account for the first time ever, which will be nice.
Yeah, we'll handle that financial meeting stuff.
Well, we need to.
Doing that today.
I want to. I already did it in my head a little bit. I wrote down some things, so I can't wait to make a plan. Because now that we got the price of the moving company,
mm-hmm.
I needed to know that in order to do the bills. So we're...
So you did do the numbers.
I did the numbers, but we need to be on the same page about the numbers of what we're going to spend, what we're going to do. The fact that 60% of the house we rented is already paid for makes me feel so good. So essentially, that money, when I was looking at everything, I was like, oh yeah, we already paid. So we don't owe rent in October. So the next time we're going to have to pay is November. And so that'll give us just all that time. So once we move and all of that stuff, so that's going to be really good. And then we just need to shut down some of the accounts. We have just too many accounts with weird stuff.
I think that'll be a project for next week to cancel everything, but we should get that handled, because especially your local bank, it's only in California, I looked.
Yeah. I can't wait to be done with
them. They've been the worst. And so imagine so getting to Florida and you're like, hey, I need to close this. They're like, you have to be in Cali. You're like, I'm in Florida.
They were cool with closing one of them, because I had three there. I used to have a savings, a business checking, and then a personal, and I've closed the savings because I put the savings in. And here's a little tip that I learned that I used for the past 18 months. Open up a savings account with a different bank, put money in it. Do not get a debit card, a credit card, or not a credit card, that's not attached to it, but a debit or a check or anything attached to it, because it makes it harder. I learned that from Ty Lopez. He said that online one time. And so all this time when I was thinking about, oh, maybe we should do this, or maybe I could pull from the savings, I would have to go to the bank. It's that extra step. So when you have no access to the money, unless you go to the bank.
Which no one's going
to
do.
It's just that extra step to go, all right. You know, it's kind of like having snacks in the house. Like, yeah, cupcakes are right down the street. But if they were in the cabinet, I would eat one. But since I have to go and put on my shoes and walk or go to the car, I'll skip the cupcakes. So that was really nice. So I forget where my whole point was with that. But yeah, but we have just so many different banks and different credit cards from all the years. So we want to just condense everything to one bank and get organized.
That'll be our project next week.
This thing went out again. Well, I'll just use the audio here then for the last second, because we're about to go. That's weird. The audio keeps going out. But anyway, we appreciate you. Make sure to subscribe. Chandler's app is going to air September 1st. Yes. And then check out our members-only community. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be starting our Freddie and Melissa show Fueled Up very, very soon there. So it's going to be great. So thank you, everyone. Have a good one. And we'll keep you up to date with everything that we have going on here
in this
next month. And have a great weekend.